Are you a good test taker? You can be. Whether your city or state uses companies like Prometric, Pearson VUE, Continental Testing, or the International Code Council to administer your examination, sharpening your test-taking skills is the key to passing your electrical exam. You'll need to know how to use formulas that may not be referenced in your codebook to answer exam questions. Example, what is the horsepower rating for a 208 volt three-phase induction type motor with an efficiency rating of 80%, a power factor of 0.85, and a current rating of 30 amps? Solution, identify the horsepower formula required when the voltage, amperage, efficiency, and power factor are known. Next, focus on the fact that there are constants that are a part of this formula. For example, 746 watts is always equivalent to 1 horsepower. Then plug in the known values provided in the question into the formula to solve it. When you solve this equation, you'll see that the horsepower rating is 9.85. The next thing you'll need to know how to do is use the keyword or phrase in a question to locate the answer in your codebook. Example, what is the minimum size inverse time breaker required to protect a circuit supplying a 5 horsepower 230 volt single phase AC motor? Well, the keyword in this question is motor. This keyword reveals that the code rules found in Article 430 will apply, because when it comes to motor calculations, the rules found in Article 430 take precedence over rules found in other parts of the code. Another key phrase is inverse time breaker. This key phrase reveals that you are really looking for the overcurrent protection rating for the breaker that will protect this motor branch circuit. The next key phrase is minimum size. This indicates that there is a minimum sizing method for determining the size of overcurrent protection required. Solution. Refer to NEC Article 430.52B, Rating or Setting of Individual Motor Circuits, All Motors. There you will find the statement that the motor branch circuit's short circuit and ground fault protective device shall be capable of carrying the starting current of the motor. Since the starting or locked rotor current of a motor is 6 times its full load current, or FLC, and the FLC of this motor is 28 amps, the locked rotor current would be 168 amps. Since a breaker will allow 3 times its rating to flow for starting purposes, dividing that starting current of 168 amps by 3 gives us 56 amps. Since that's not a standard size, we go to the next higher standard size, which would be 60 amps. Preparation is the key to being able to answer these kinds of questions quickly and easily. We'll help you to understand exam question terminology and develop the test-taking skills you'll need to succeed. Call 888-919-3926 to start preparing to pass your exam today.